If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Second hour of the show. I'm going to start this hour out like I started out last hour. Look, if you are in Savannah, Georgia, you're in South Carolina, you're in North Carolina, this Hurricane Florence is coming. It's real. The reason why I'm talking about this is because this is exactly what happened with Katrina. Katrina was a Category 4 storm when it hit the Gulf Coast, but it had so much water with it. That's what caused the flooding. That's why they said the dams broke, whether you believe they blew them up or not. But it was so much water. That's what caused all the mass flooding. This storm is the exact same way. It has a lot of water underneath it. They're talking about 20 inches of rain in most spots. They're saying it is going to hit starting about 8 a.m. Thursday morning. Look, if you live in any of those areas, if you're staying, get gas for your cars no later than tomorrow. But Wednesday, all your gas may be gone. Y'all remember Katrina when people were trying to get out of town and they couldn't get out because there wasn't no gas? So get your gas tonight and tomorrow. Fill up tonight and tomorrow. Go get your food, water, canned goods, things like that. Get you some flashlights and get you some candles. Keep paying attention. Buy you a radio. Get you one of the old school radios where you can literally listen to the radio, where you can listen via battery so you can hear what's going on if you don't have any kind of electrical power. Okay? So get you some stuff like that. If you get you some stuff like that, you should be fine, because they're saying that this thing is going to hit. I think it's a Category 3 right now. It's going to hit as a Category 4. The problem is that it's going to sit over Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, and parts in Virginia. It's going to sit and drop almost 20 inches of rain. It's going to rain all the way up into the northern east part of D.C. So this thing is real. It's not going to not happen. All right. It's time to go ahead and get out of here. Atlanta's going to get a little bit of this. This thing is going to be stretching all the way down into Atlanta, all the way up to D.C. That's how big this thing is going to be going across. So at this point in time, you need to be preparing tonight and tomorrow, okay? Tonight and tomorrow. Because Wednesday, everybody and their mama going to be at the grocery store. Everybody and their mama going to be at the gas station. Thursday, nothing's going to be available. Or what is available, everybody be running trying to get that. Because this thing is coming, and it's a lot of folks who literally think that it may turn or something like that, it's not going to turn. Also, I'm going to put the fantasy picks up at the WB show for tonight. All right? Now, I will put this up today for tonight. Now, this weekend, we would have won way more money, but you had something that was an outliner. You had 88 points scored in one football game. 88 points. That never happens in the NFL, man. Never. I mean, literally, if you had Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, and DeSean Jackson, if that was your starting five and you started the Browns defense, you making a killing today. Now, let me say this. Usually on FanDuel, you need to be around between 125 and 135 points. You do that every week, you'll cash. In DraftKings, you need to be somewhere around 135 points to 150 points. If you do that every week, you'll cash. I had a lineup that did 198 this week. That 198 on a typical weekend would have won me $25,000 to $30,000 on a typical weekend in DraftKings. This weekend was not typical. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm trying to give you – this is the thing I want y'all to understand. The lineups that I'm giving you, these are players that I like. But I told you guys on Friday when I talked about this, I said, look at Alvin Kamara, look at Michael Thomas, look at Drew Brees because of who they were playing. Now, I had them in a lineup. I just didn't have Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. But I had the other three, and I had the Browns. That's the lineup that I hit with 198 on. So you got to kind of pay attention to this. And then let me give you some clues to help you out with your lineups. And I talked about this before. On DraftKings, it's a one-point PPR. So you want people who are catching the ball. Because if you get a running back, let's say you get somebody who, like Derrick Henry, who doesn't catch the ball. If he runs for 100 yards, right, that's 10 points. Whereas if you get a running back like James White, he can catch five balls for 30 yards with a touchdown, and he got 14 points. And he's way cheaper than using a Derrick Henry. So you want people who catch the ball. Now, the lineups that I was using primarily was the lineup that I gave y'all, but I was tweaking them. And then the other thing that really just threw everything off is Ryan Fitzpatrick scoring five touchdowns, including rushing for 60 yards with a touchdown. So that's why we didn't do as big as we should have done this weekend. But I think we got some good stuff going on today. Some of this stuff is no-brainers. I think the Rams defense is going to be fantastic tonight. I think Todd Gurley is going to have a big game. But I also think he's going to have a big game because they're going to be winning and they're going to run the ball. So it's just paying attention to the little details. And so this is the first week. Stick with me through the season. I promise you, I'm going to make you some money if you stick with me. Just stick with me. We're going to make some money together. All right? Now, let's go back on this Dallas thing, because let's catch up everybody who's just coming into the show about the cop who killed the guy in Dallas. A lot of people upset that they're trying to charge her with manslaughter. And it's the accurate charge unless we can prove that she knew him in advance, had some kind of relationship, friendship with him, and wanted him dead. In order to have first-degree murder, it has to be premeditated murder, all right? Meaning they planned it out, right? So, we have to understand that we need more evidence in this particular case. That's all, before y'all go crazy. We also talked about Serena Williams, and I talked about how the problem in that whole thing wasn't Serena. It was the fact that she was a woman speaking to a man. That man couldn't take a woman speaking to him like that. That's what this was really about. Now, the kicker is they just charged her $1,700 in fines. Now, this is where Serena is way more gracious than I, because if that was me, they would never see me playing in the U.S. Open again. I would never play it again. They making money off of me. Because people want to come see me. She's Serena Williams. People pay to see her. I wouldn't even come. Every time she come, every other year she got a problem with them, I wouldn't even show up no more. Be, Serena, why aren't you playing the U.S. Open? Y'all know why. I ain't even got to say nothing else. The way they treat women, I don't think no woman should play. That would be my response if I was Serena. I mean, Serena really should just draw a line in the sand and say, nope, not playing no more. Nope, nope, nope. Mm-mm, not playing no more. Because if she did that just one time, it would change everything in how they treat women at Roland Garros. It would change everything. So I would literally just say, hey, I'm not doing it. Not after this year. Not after this year. Now, when we come back, I want to point out something that I haven't heard yet in the media, but I promise you, this is the most important story involving Trump right now. We come back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to the WB.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11-10-18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right, so this storm is coming for everybody on the Northeast, man. If you in the Carolinas, if you in Georgia, you in Virginia, get your stuff together. Look, go get your gas, go get your water, go get your food, go get everything. I'm sure a lot of things that were planned for Thursday and Friday and Saturday are going to be rescheduled because it's going to be, you know, a lot going on. So get your food, get your alcohol. If you smoke that 20-20-20, get your 20-20-20 right now. Get all you need because this storm is definitely coming and you need to be prepared. Okay. So get all you need. If you can afford a little generator, if you don't have one, go get your generator. They sell them at Home Depot, Lowe's, Costco, BJ's, Ollie's. Who else has them? Walmart, Sam's Club, all of them. They all have them, right? So go get your stuff. Go get your things. Get yourself prepared. Somebody like, Warren, you going to have that Wild Irish? Hey, I'm going to get me 3 bottles when I get off the air. 3 bottles when I get off the air. So, let me talk about one thing that I haven't heard anybody talking about with this administration. All right? The president of the United States is doing something very interesting that most people are not paying attention to. In fact, I'm willing to bet 9 out of 10 people don't even realize what he's doing right now. If you want to know why the Republicans look out for Donald Trump no matter what, I can tell you with 2 words. 2 words. And 21, you absolutely right. That's some good advice. You should have left that up there. That's some good advice. He said, fellas, don't get trapped in the hurricane at the side piece house. Don't get trapped over there. Oh, man. Y'all are hilarious. two words that keeps this president protected by the Republicans. Judicial appointments. Now, some of y'all will be like, judicial appointments? Why are they protecting him? Because of judicial appointments. Because there is a certain criteria for people to become Supreme Court justices. One of the criteria is that you must be able to pass through a senatorial hearing in order to be a Supreme Court justice. And he's been literally picking. That's the sound going in and out. He's picking judges like he's picking candy. And all these judges are in line now, not only to control the courts from a federal level all over this country, but they're all in line now to be considered Supreme Court justices when the other justices fall off. And so what the Republicans have quietly done is they've laced the bench with conservatives who think like they do. And these people will be judges and justices for the next 50 years. And nobody's even bringing this up in the big scale media. They're talking about Kavanaugh. And see, this is why I keep telling y'all about the Democrats, about how this is a dog and pony show. Because they in there doing all this Cory Booker. I'm my Spartacus moment. They doing all this. They're not even dealing with what's the real problem. Kavanaugh is not the problem. The problem is Trump then appointed 50 to 75 judges who are worse than Kavanaugh, who are now lifetime on the bench appointees at the federal level, which means that they are going to be the first in line for the next Supreme Court justice opening. Man, look. Look. Look, this is why the Republicans are protecting him no matter what. No matter what. And see, this is why I don't get down with the Democrats, y'all. Right here. How you gonna tell me you fighting for me and this is going on? I see this going on, so I know you gotta know what's going on. And you want to put on a dog and pony show for Kavanaugh, who you can't stop, but these lower ones, you do have an ability to do something about, and you're not doing nothing about them? Man, come on. Come on, man. Bruh. That's all you can say to this. Bruh. Really, bruh? Man. I mean, y'all, this is the issue, y'all. This is the issue. But see, this is, let me tell you what we as Americans do all the time. We take the issues that we really don't have control over, or the small issues, and we make them big mountains. Those are things we want to complain about, we want to fight about. What about this? What about that? What about that? And you really ain't even got no control over it. Or it's something that's so little that it really, you should be worried about other things. And the things that are big things, we don't even talk about them things. What Trump is doing on the lower level with these justices, nobody's talking about that. They're not even addressing it. They don't even act like it exists. I'm just saying. Folks got more, they got more upset with Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, allegedly threatening Beyonce and Jay-Z than him killing Trayvon. And don't tell me folks are still upset, because if folks were still upset, George Zimmerman would either have, if he wasn't dead already, he would have something broken, mangled, beaten down such to a pulp to the point where you wouldn't even recognize him. We got all these gangsters and killers in our communities, but ain't nobody put hands on this man. Don't tell me you upset about Trayvon dying. Because if y'all was really upset, this fool wouldn't be walking around threatening anybody. I'm just saying. You're listening to the WB.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, everybody. So we've been talking about a lot of things today. So one other thing going on that I need to kind of address this, and this is the Les Moonves situation. He's the former CEO of CBS. He stepped down today. He had been accused of doing some stuff with six women. Now six more women have come out and said something against him. Now, unlike other people, Les didn't deny. He was like, hey, look, they voluntarily did this. This was from in the '80s. They lied on me, but yeah, I did get down with them. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't get down with them, you know? And the reason why I want to address this is because of this. It is I'm at a situation where I'm afraid for women because of this Me Too movement. Now, hear me out. I know this Me Too movement needs to happen. I'm not saying it doesn't need to happen, because no woman should feel pressured by any man to do anything. Period. And like I said earlier in the show, sexism in this nation is, it runs just as deep as racism in this country. And women, quite frankly, have to put up with a lot of BS, a lot of BS. I mean, fellas, really think about what a woman got to deal with, man. Right? If she's a mom, she done had a baby, which done changed her body in some form, shape, or fashion. She has to raise the kid. She has to work. Many of you dudes don't like to cook, so she got to cook if you at the crib. She has to clean. Then you want her to come in the bedroom and be your own personal porn star. I mean, it's just, if she got an elderly parent or a kid that has special needs, I mean, it's just a lot that they're dealing with. A whole lot. they gotta have, you know, they have menstrual cycles that men don't have. Well, we have them. We just don't have them the way women do. We just get all emotional and act like a little, you know what, for about a couple of days. But women have a lot that they're dealing with on an everyday basis, not to mention the fools in the streets that want to holler at them and who they work with, who looking at them, thinking about all the stuff they want to do to them. I mean, women got to deal with a whole lot of stuff, man. I mean, they got to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. And fellas, I know we got to deal with a lot of stuff too, but we supposed to be built for that, right? We built for that. But I'm worried about women because let me tell you what this Me Too movement is going to do. It is going to cause men not to hire women. It's going to cause men not to, to do right by women. And the reason why I'm saying that is because every man is going to be sitting there thinking, if I hire this woman, she can just say, I looked at her wrong. I'm going to lose my job. I lose everything. I'm going to get sued. And see, people think, people don't think like that. Let me tell you. All right. So, I have three sets of friends. I have my boys I grew up with who are like my brothers. I have my boys I went to school and played ball with. Then I have my buddies that I went to law school with or who I met in a professional capacity who are professionals. Doctors, lawyers, stuff like that. Now, in all three groups, right? I have something that's unique. My boys I grew up with, we are all black. We've been friends for over 30-something years. They are like my brothers to me. My boys I play ball with, it's every ethnicity, even Asian, even Indian. Like brothers to me. Some of them are my frat brothers, others are not, but like brothers to me. Then on the other side, I have every nationality that's a professional. Now, in all three of these groups, they have some things that are very common and some things that are very different. But the one commonality that's come out of all three groups, which surprised the hell out of me, to be honest with you, was this idea of children and child support. Now, in all three groups, the brother who doesn't have kids, and when I'm saying brother, I'm saying not black, just any ethnicity, because I call all my friends brother, whether they white, black, Hispanic, whatever. A brother to me is about how my relationship is with you. Okay. But the brother that's single in all three of these sets of friends that I have who have no kids don't want to have kids. And the whole reason they don't want to have kids is because they're like, look, she can wake up tomorrow and say she don't want to be with me. I'm in child support court. I done seen it happen to all the rest of y'all. I done seen it happen to some of the smartest people on earth. Why I'm gonna do it when I know you so smart. And I know I'm not as smart as you. Oh, hell no. And you going through this? Oh, hell no. I ain't going through that. No. And so they literally have gotten to the point that they don't want to have kids. Now, this is due to the fact of seeing other people go through this. This is what scares me about the Me Too movement, because eventually CEOs and company owners are going to start thinking like this because they're seeing everybody else go through this. Everybody else. And then see, the Les Moonves one is even more, it's more disturbing to me than any of the other ones. And the reason why this one is disturbing to me is because all the other ones, these people are lying. I ain't do this. I ain't do that. Yes, you did. Stop lying. But with Les Moonves, he's like, I had sex with her, but it was consensual. This is from 1980. Now she's saying that I forced her to have sex. I didn't force her. We had sex multiple times. If you forcing somebody, wouldn't it only be one time? And see, that right there is going to scare men. Because that's the way men are. That's the way men are. Just like a brother who has one kid. If you've been through that child support system, you'd be like, man, I ain't having no more damn kids. Because I'm not finna go through this again. Because if it don't work out, I'm in court. I'm in court. I mean, so... You gotta understand I understand the Me Too movement has to happen. I support it, but it terrifies me at the same time. It completely terrifies me. Now, this is the other thing. This ain't going to be just man, woman, woman, man. Y'all realize this, right? It's coming real soon. This is going to be in the gay community, too. This is going to be something that's going to change how people hire people. It's going to change it. We come back. We'll finish up the show. You listen to WB.
ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service. On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listened to the show, everybody who's watching the show. Everybody looking for lineups, thewbshow.com. They will be up there according to the... The guy, he said, give him an hour, and they should be up there. So what? It's 12 Eastern. Give it to 2 o'clock Eastern time, y'all. And what I did was this: I actually took a picture of my lineups for each thing, and that's what I'm gonna put up there, so you can see the lineups and how they're put in there. So if you don't understand how to put a lineup together, you can just put the names where I get my names at, and you'll have your lineup. All right, so. They'll be up at 2 Eastern time. TheWBShow.com. TheWBShow.com. Now, before we get out of here today, a couple of things. Again, if you are on the Eastern Coast, if you are in the Carolinas, Georgia, if you, especially the Savannah, Georgia area, if you're in South Carolina, North Carolina, if you're in Virginia, go get your gas today. Get your food today. Get your water today. Get everything you need today. Get everything you need today. Okay? That way you can stack everything up because this thing is coming. And like I told you, the reason why I'm going to talk about this all this week is because this storm reminds me of Hurricane Katrina. I remember Katrina like it was yesterday. I remember it because we left Chicago and tried to go into New Orleans to take blankets, water, and other stuff. And they stopped us. We were in Mississippi. They stopped us in Mississippi and said we couldn't go no further. Couldn't go no further because they were like, it's so much water in the area that there's no way you can get in and out. And I remember them talking about how it wasn't the hurricane that caused the damage. It was the water. This hurricane, Florence, has all this water traveling with it, and it's going to stay in the region and dump up to 20 inches of water. That's a lot of water, y'all. That's going to cause rivers to flood. It's going to cause the seawater to flood. That's going to do a lot of damage. That's going to do a lot of damage. Okay? So make sure you get your stuff. Now, again, I'm putting up the pictures of my own personal lineup so you can see them. And that way you can understand how to put a lineup together. And this way you know what I'm doing. Now, let me tell you, and I put this on the site so you guys understand this. This is the people I like. If you like different people, put them in, adjust the lineup, all right? Every time I play, I don't win every time I play. I would be lying to you if I told you that. So I want you to also ask people, if you don't know who to play, ask your husband, ask your boyfriend, ask your girlfriend. She might know it. Ask your wife. She might know it. But ask somebody, hey, who you think this person going to have a good game? You think this person going to have a good game? Because you might pick somebody that I'm not picking and it helps you win everything. So please, 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 please look at it, but also understand you should try to do your own thing. Now, what you will see me do, though, is this. On DraftKings, my lineup is going to always consist of people who can catch the ball. So on DraftKings, my flex player is always going to be a wide receiver or a running back who catches the ball. And usually what I try to do on DraftKings, if I can, I try to get the top four receivers. And then I'll get a cheap defense, a cheap tight end, cheap quarterback, and two middle-of-the-road running backs. That's the way I usually play. So I do something like A.J. Green, Thomas, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., Browns defense, Ricky Seals-Jones or somebody like that for a tight end. And then I try to do a cheap quarterback. Now, if I'd have just – I just hated Ryan Fitzpatrick so much that I couldn't allow myself to put him in a lineup. Even though my algorithm had him scoring a decent amount of points, I was just like, he's Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's horrible. So I was like, I'll use Andy Dalton. I'll use Sam Bradford. But if I would have used Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'd have hit for a million, y'all. If I'd have just used him as a quarterback. Didn't use. So go over to thewbshow.com, 2 o'clock Eastern time. You'll be able to get the my personal lineups. Also, before we get out of here today, Serena Williams has been fined $17,000 because of what happened. Now, if you think Serena was done wrong, my question is, what should we do about it? What should we do about it? I mean, should we tell Nike to pay her fine for her? Should we ask the U.S. Open to take away the fine? Well, we're not going to watch or support it anymore. And Ava, yeah, I'm saying we. You know why I'm saying we? Because this is the reason. The reason I'm saying we is because, see, this ain't about who Serena is. It's about if it's wrong or right. See, this is what I keep trying to get y'all to understand. Y'all get caught up in the wrong stuff. Just like when I was trying to tell y'all about the Omarosa stuff, about her being called a dog. It wasn't about Omarosa. It was about the fact that they were comfortable enough to call a black woman a dog. What's happening to Serena going to happen to the next person and the next person, next person, just like she said. So it ain't about her, really. That's why I'm asking you, what do we want to do? What do we want to do? Nah, Gary, we ain't doing no damn marching. I ain't going to never tell you to march unless we got a plan after the march. You ain't got to worry about that. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love and appreciate them. You may not get that chance to map tomorrow. That's what I tell you every day. I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim it. I claim spirituality. But it's the greatest love I know, so I'm telling you I love you with that love. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow talking to you guys. Look, if you're in the Carolinas, in Georgia, get your gas today. Get your food today. Get your water today. Get a generator. Get batteries. Get flashlights. Get everything you need today. Because by Wednesday, it's not going to be nothing available. Trust me when I tell you this. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to the WB.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.